How to live with child-resistant lids. A couple of months ago, 88-year-old Edna brought all of her medicine bottles home for me to review. Lifting each medicine out of the shoebox, I noticed how faded the red lettering was on the white plastic child-resistant tops. Some of her drugs had lids sitting crooked or were barely fastened on, and one label was nearly 5 years old, despite having newly refilled pills inside of it. Edna's struggle with child-resistant tops is not limited to just her medicines. Many other everyday household products are sold with hard-to-open lids. Paint thinner, cleaning solutions, bleach, vinegar, vitamins, and liquid over-the-counter medicines like cough syrup all have hard-to-open lids. The widespread use of these child-resistant lids addresses a serious problem, accidental child poisonings. In the 1960s, the most frequently documented cause of injury in children under 5 years old was accidentally swallowing medicines or household cleaners. In 1970, the United States Congress passed the Poison Prevention Packaging Act, which required all prescription and non-prescription drugs able to be swallowed to have child-resistant packaging, also known as CR packaging. In the decades since, CR packaging has saved many young lives, but has also caused significant inconvenience for many adults, especially those with below-average strength and skill. Ironically, the ones who usually take the most medicines. Since 1974, pharmacists have been required to dispense all medication refills in brand new vials and lids. As the caps on plastic medicine bottles get used, they get more comfortable and easy to open, and eventually aren't able to meet the child-resistant packaging standard. Pharmacists must dispense all medicines with CR lids except for under-the-tongue tablets of nitroglycerin, unless the patient requests otherwise in writing and signs it. A lid is considered child-resistant if a child under 5 years old cannot open it within 5 minutes. But 90% of adults can open it within 5 minutes. 5 minutes? Who wants to fight with a lid to get it to open and close? No wonder Edna reused her prescription bottles that had worn out tops. 28 years ago, I ripped apart a ligament in my right wrist, and it put me in a hard cast for 6 weeks and a rigid brace for another 6 weeks. This was a major handicap for me because I could not get child-resistant lids open wearing that cast or brace on my right hand. As a pharmacist, I need to open a lot of child-resistant caps every day at work. Desperately, I worked out finally a way to open those tricky caps without moving my wrist. And I still use that technique today because it helps me open child-resistant tops without straining my hands or wrists. So here's how I open child-resistant lids without twisting my wrist. I pick up the bottle in my right hand and place the palm of my left hand flat against the cap so that my hands form a sideways T. Your left hand is turned with your thumb pointing up and your right hand is perpendicular to it as if your left hand was a door and you're reaching for the doorknob with your right hand. Next, push both hands together with your arms until you feel the lid come free. As you push, be sure to keep your wrists straight. As the cap in your left hand pushes up against the left palm, which is the top of the T that your hands make, turn your entire forearm just a little bit until you feel the bottle moving up into the white cap, which frees it to turn easily. You usually have to turn your right arm just a bit to the right to get the bottle into a position to push up into the cap. Twist your forearm clockwise, like turning a doorknob. Twist your entire right forearm slowly clockwise, and it's just like turning a knob on a door. Make sure you move your whole forearm instead of trying to twist with your wrist. The pressure of your hands pushing toward each other keeps the outer cap free as your right hand does the turning. Step number 4 is to separate your hands. When you feel the cap come free, move the vial so the lid is now up. Cup the outer cap with your left palm, then separate your hands, one hand holding the top and the other containing the vial. It's open! Step number 5 is to reverse the steps to put the lid back on. So in order to put the top back on without twisting your wrist, you just reverse the order of the steps. You form a T with your hands, push your hands together, and then turn your right forearm to the left counterclockwise until the cap engages. Remember, you can also request an easy open lid for your medicines at your pharmacy by requesting it and signing a release form. But please remember, always store all medicines safely away from children. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.